are doing Daf Zayin Amud Aleph of Maseches Kiddushin. We are holding at the very bottom of Daf Vav and Beis, actually the last line on the page in Daf Vav and Beis at the two dots. Amar Rava. So again, we're continuing to talk about different languages people use for Kiddushin and whether it works. So Amar Rava. Rava says, "Tein mana leploni ve'akadesh lach." What if the woman says, "Don't give me the money, give the money to someone else, and then I will be mukudeshes to you, mukudeshes midin arev." The Kiddushin works just like being an Arev, a guarantor or a cosigner works. Why? Just like an Arev has to give something up even though he never got anything. So too, this woman is willing to give herself up for Kiddushin even though she never got anything. Who's the money going to? Some other person that she designated. Arev lav afal gav dulo matiyana liyadeh. Kamishabe nafshe. By an Arev, even though he didn't get any pleasure himself, nevertheless, he becomes obligated. He imposes an obligation on himself. Hi, itza. So this woman Nami also, Alva Gavdul Mati Ana Liyada. Even though she never got the money, she never got any Ana. She never got the Kesef Kiddushin. Kamishabdo Makni Anafsha. She's still giving herself up for Kiddushin. So the way this Kiddushin works is just like an Arev. What if you have the opposite case? It's not that the woman's getting nothing. But Helach Mana Vihiskachi Laploni, the guy who's getting married isn't giving anything. Someone says, "I'm giving you this woman money, but I want you to be Mekadeshes, not to me, be Mekadeshes to that other guy." So the guy that's actually going to be the husband isn't giving anything up. Mekadeshes midin Eved Kanani. Well, then that works just like freeing an Eved Kanani works when someone buys the Eved Kanani. So this works the same way. So says the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Lav Afal Gav, Eved Kanani, by an Eved Kanani, Lav Afal Gav, Deloka Chaser Velo Midi, Kakani Nafshe. Isn't it so that even though the Eved Kanani isn't giving anything up, because someone else is paying for him, he still gets to acquire himself? Sahai Gavranami, this man who's getting married also, Afal Gav, Deloka Chaser Velo Midi, even though he didn't give up any money, it was his friend who gave the money. Kakani lalahayitza, he could still be kona this woman. So that's case number two. That works. Me didn't have a kanani. What if you put them both together? Case number three. Tain mana leploni vaakadeshani lo. Let's say the woman says to a guy, "Give money to Reuven. You give money to Shimon, and then I'm going to be married to Shimon." So she says, "Don't give me the kasef kiddushin. Give it to Shimon, and Shimon's not giving me the kasef kiddushin, but he's the one I want to be married to." So you, Reuven, you give the money to Shimon, and then I'll be married, not to you, to Shimon. Mekudeshes midin shnehem. She could be mekudeshes, both midin arev and midin eved kanani. You put them both together. That arev, lav afal gav delo kamati ana liyadei kamishabi nafshe. An arev, even though he never got anything, has to give something up. Hayitzanami, afal gav delo kamati ana liyadei kamikani nafshe. This woman also, even though she never got anything, she's giving herself up for Kiddushin. But says Gemara, but wait, this seems different than that. Because me, dummy, can you really compare the two? Arev haide kakani le kachaser mamona. At least by the case of the arev, the one who's acquiring something had to lose money to acquire it. Hai gavra, meaning the person who lent money, had to give up money in order for you to be meshubatim, in order for the arev to owe him anything. Hai gavra kakani le lahayitza. But this guy, this husband, is acquiring this woman velo kachaser velo midi, and he's missing. He loses out nothing because he didn't pay anything. It's his friend who paid. Says Gemara, yeah, but that works because why does that work? Eved kanani yochiach. You see that works by an eved kanani. Velo kachaser mamona. He didn't give up any money velo kakani nafshe, and still he gets to acquire himself. But says the Gemara, no, but this isn't like an Eved Kanani. Because me, dummy, how can you compare the two? Hasam hach dekamakni kakani. By the Eved Kanani, at least the one who is being makna the Eved, the master who's giving up the Eved, gets money in that case. Hacha hai itza kamakani nasha. Over here, the woman who's giving herself up, velo kakani velo midi, she's not getting any money. Says the Gemara, yeah, but that's not a problem because arev yochiach. You see, by an arev, just because you're giving something up doesn't mean you had to have gotten anything. Avagav deloka mati ana liyadei mishabi nafshe. By an arev, even though he didn't get any ana, he still gives himself up. So that works midin shneyan. That works midin both that you could put arev and eved kanani together. So we have main point number one, three cases where we look elsewhere in the Torah to show that Kiddushin works. A, where a woman says, give money to someone else, that works midinare. B, where a man gives her money to be mukudeshes to another guy, that works midin, what? Eved Kanani. And C, where a woman says, give money to this guy, and I'll be mukudeshes to him, and that works midin, shneihem, both Arev and Eved Kanani. Says Gemara further now. Bayi Rava. Rava asks the following shayla. Helich manava kadesh ani lach mahu. What if the woman gives the guy money, says, here's money, and I will be mukadashas to you. With this money I'm giving to you. What's the din? Amr Razuchim Rishmeid Rav Papa, mukadashas. What? Razuchim Rishmeid Rav Papa says, it works, mukadashas. Amr le Ravashi le Marzutra. So Ravashi says to Marzutra, im kain, havale nechasim shiyesh le amachrayus, niknim im nechasim she'in le amachrayus. What are you saying over here? That a guy makes a kinyan on money, and when he makes the kinyan on money, which is nechasim she'ein la machrayis, it's metaltal and it's movable, when he makes the kinyan on money, he gets a person, and a person has a din like what? Like karka, like land. Is that the way it works? You make a kinyan on metaltalin and you get land together with it? The guy's making a kinyan on the money, and he gets the woman together with it? No! Va'anan ipchatanan! It's supposed to work the opposite way! What does it mean, the opposite way? If you want to acquire land and metalton at the same time, what type of kinyan do you make? Only on? No!
Only on the
land! It's supposed to work the opposite way! If you want to acquire both land and metalton, the way to do it is by doing kesef shtar or chazaka, which means kinyanim on land! So how's this working? She's giving him money and somehow she's mukadashas to him? A kinyan agav? It's what we call a kinyan agav, that you're kona the metalton together with the land. So says the Gemara, amrle misavrit da amrle agav? No, you think that's what we're talking about? That it said agav? Hacha ba'adam chashuv askinan. This is a huge sugya. This is going to be part of our next sugya. Hasam ba'adam chashuv askinan. Over here we're dealing with, she gave money to an adam chashuv, to someone who's very, very honorable. So when she gives something, when you give something to someone who's very respected, very honorable, who gets more pleasure? The one who's giving or the one who's getting? You get to meet the President of the United States, let's say, and you give him a tie. And then you see in the press conference he's wearing the tie that you gave him. Who feels better about that tie? Him or you?
You.
Look at that. He's wearing the gift that I gave him. He's a president. He's wearing what I gave him. You get pleasure by the fact that he accepts it from you. So the woman is getting something when she gives money to an Adam Chashuv and says, here's this money, I will be mukadeshes to you. The hana'ah that she gets from the fact that he received that matana, gamra makani le'nafsha. She's willing to give herself up for kiddushin. Main point number two. If a woman gives an Adam Chashuv money, she can be mukudeshes not by giving him the money, but with the pleasure that she gets from his receiving it. With the pleasure she gets from his accepting it. On we go. Itmar nami mishmei d'Rava. It was also said in the name of Rava. V'chein le'inyan mamona. That the same is true when it comes to money. All the things Rava said about being mukudeshes midin arev, being mukudeshes midin eved kanani, it all works when you sell a field also. Meaning you say, give the money to that guy and my field will belong to you. Or, I'm giving you this money so that this field should belong not to me, but it should belong to someone else. All those same things. Even if it was a field, it would be the same thing. V'chein le'inyan mamona. Same would be true when it comes to money. Utzricha. And we need to be told that these funny ways of making kinyanim work, both by money and by an isha, di'iash mi'inan kiddushin, because if it only would have told me it works by an isha, mishum daha itza nichala bekoldehu, I would say, yeah, it works by an isha, because any woman is willing to give herself up for even, for any reason whatsoever. Because every woman wants to be married. Kid Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish taught us. Dom Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish said, Tav l'meisav tan dum in the meisav armalu. Every woman would rather be married than not be married. So we want to make it as easy as possible for the kiddushin to work, because every woman is as das to make the kiddushin work. Aval mamona imalav. But when it comes to transacting money and a field, you would think that maybe it doesn't work. So that's why we have to be told it works by money as well. V'yashmin mamona. And if we only would have been told about this by a field, by money, mishum de isyahiv lemechila, I would say, yeah, that's because you could always just be mochel money. You could always just be mochel money, and it will belong to the other person. Aval kiddushin imalo. But by kiddushin, you can't do mechila on kiddushin. It doesn't work that way. So tzricha, that's why I need to be told by kiddushin as well. Main point number three. We're told that all the cases of din arev and eved kanani work both by kiddushin and by money. Because a woman is happy to be married to anybody, and money can be nimchal. So we need to be told that the din of arev and din eved kanani, all these funny methods of transaction work both by an isha and by money, because an isha is unique in that she's happy to be married to anybody, and money is unique in that it's nitan l'mechila, could be forgiven. And last little piece now, Amar Rava. Now it gets easier. Hiskachi li l'chatzi. The guy says, I want you to be mekudeshes to half of me. I'm not like fully committed to the marriage. Half of me wants to be married to you. And he gives her a ring. Very romantic. Mekudeshes. It works. What if he says, Chetzicha mekudeshes li. I want to be mekadesh half of you. I don't want your whole body. I just want half of your whole soul. I want half of it. Einu mekudeshes. Does not work. Amle abai l'rava, sabai says, Rava, what's the difference? Why is it that when you say half of you should be mekudeshes to me, does it not work? Because isha amar rachmana v'lo chatzi isha. The Torah, when it says that a person gets married, it talks about getting married to an isha, which is a whole woman, not a half of a woman. Well, guess what? When the Torah talks about the man getting married, you know what word it uses? Ish. And what does ish imply? A whole man, not a half man. Hachanami, ish amar rachmana, v'lo chatzi ish. Ish implies a whole man, not a half a man. So why is it that when it comes to being mekadesh half a woman, we say that's no good? But half of the man being mekadesh woman, that's okay. Why is that okay? It's the same. Just like the Torah says isha, and it means a whole isha. The Torah says ish, it should mean a whole ish. So it says Gemara, no. Here's why it's different. Amar lei, hachi hashta. What does hachi hashta always mean? It's a faulty comparison. Comparison's a bad comparison. Can't compare the man's side of the marriage to the woman's side. Hasam itza lebeitre lochazia. No woman is permitted to be married to two men. So when you say I'm being mekadesh half of you, what you seem to be implying is, yeah, and the other half you could be married to someone else. That's no good. A woman cannot be married to two men. Ela gavra mi lochazi lebeitre. Can a man not marry two women? Sure he can. So when he says half of me wants to be mekadesh you, that works, because a man can be married to two women. Vachi Karmala, and this is all he's trying to tell her when he says half of me wants to be married to you. He's not saying that you get my left side, not my right side, or my top half. No, what he's saying is di ba'ina leminsav achriti nesivna, that I want to still maintain the rights to marry another woman. I want to be able to marry someone else, and that's okay. He's allowed to. Main point number four, and this is where we're going to stop for today. Main point number four: if you're mekadesh a half a woman, it doesn't work because she can't marry two men. But a half a man being mekadesh woman does work, since he can marry two women. Okay, so.